If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
720 WGN. Here's what's on deck for today's show, sponsored by Deck Tech. Our first guest is Dan Raskin, the owner of Manny's Deli. And Dan, was it good or was it not so good? Did the delegates feel the vibe that you guys exude at Manny's, and did they find their way to your restaurant?
It was definitely great for us. Thanks for having us on.
Gray or great?
Great, great. We had a great week.
Oh, that's good. And tell everybody the history of Manny's and why it's such a destination for politicians in Chicago.
We really started out that Manny's, our location, we've always really generated a large different populations of people here at Manny's. It's a favorite to everybody, so it's not just like a small neighborhood spot that only those people are visiting, but it's really everyone from all over Chicagoland. And a lot of politicians like to come here and campaign and have meetings here. So over time, it's just become the place to be during election time or any time the politicos are in town.
Yeah. And so it's always on election day, right? Mayors believe they have to show up on election day or they're not going to win.
Yeah, it's part of the you need to be at Manny's if you want a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of the folklore and the urban legend. And how were the delegates? Because I've been out late night in Chicago for the past few nights, and they are scattered everywhere, and they seem to be pretty high on life and excited and in a good mood.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was having a good mood. Some of them were trying to catch up for the night before and having some big corned beef sandwiches and potato pancakes.
Yeah, there might have been a little drinking, and you've got great hangover food, right?
You got it.
Dan is the owner of Manny's Deli. It's a foodie Friday, so we like to check in with some people around the city who are well known for a variety of different reasons, and Manny's just seems to be the destination for politicians. And when I've been in there, I just can't believe how many offerings, how many things are on your menu?
We have a huge menu. We probably have 150 items on our menu. So,
and it's crazy. That's a lot, Dan. Just ordering that amount of food and keeping it fresh and serving it every day has got to be pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for so long, and fortunately, we have a very good crowd of customers that are regulars, and people are coming in all the time. So we really start fresh almost every single day, and sell out.
And how many years? Tell me about the origins of Manny's.
So I'm fourth generation. We started in 1942. The restaurant was originally opened by Jack and Charlie Raskin. Jack was my great-grandfather, and Charlie was his brother. And it was passed down to Manny, my grandfather, and then my dad, Ken, and I've been here full-time for over 20 years now.
Oh, that's amazing. And so when you walk in, you still have kind of like, I don't know what else to call it other than like a cafeteria line, right?
We have a great cafeteria line. There's really something for everybody. We've got salads, the like homemade hot entrees, the fresh soups, to your favorite corned beef pastrami, turkey sandwiches, and great homemade desserts, ice cream. We got everything.
Identified as a classic Jewish deli or not?
Yeah. We're definitely a Jewish deli, and we just have more than just the classic sandwiches that most Jewish delis have.
So here's what I have to do. I have to come in, and I have to walk past the whole line to look, because if I order the first thing, I'm going to get to the end of the line and go, oh, no, I think I really wanted that instead.
I guess that's what my grandfather and great-grandfather were hoping for.
Yeah. Well, it really is a testament. When you can stay in business since 1942, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Guess you're getting a call or somebody needs your attention right now?
No, we're good with you.
Okay. And so overall, pretty successful then, huh?
Yeah, we had a great week. I think some of our attendance was down from some regulars that were regular customers here, but it was definitely made up by all the politicians and delegates and everyone who's in town for the convention.
Tell everybody where you're located.
Our address is 1141 South Jefferson Street. It's at Roosevelt and Jefferson. And when you come down, we have a pretty big parking lot with free parking right behind us.
And I got to tell you, Dan, I think a lot of people in Chicago, especially in that neighborhood, were apprehensive about what was going to happen, what kind of chaos might emerge as a result of the Democratic National Convention being here. Overall, how would you assess it?
I mean, I think they did a really great job. The police had a really good plan, and they really controlled any issues before they really got out of hand, and we felt very comfortable here.
Yeah, they really did. They did an amazing job. Well, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the success this week. And if you're a regular at Manny's, you're free to go back now.
Thank you so much.
Now that you weren't free to go before, people just kind of hunkered down a little bit, unsure of what was going to happen.